This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A majority of school districts across Wisconsin are getting less funding from the state this year. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
70% of school districts are facing a drop in general state aid, according to full data from the Department of Public Instruction. For years, teachers and administrators have advocated for more money and for updates to the state funding formula. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says per-pupil spending in Wisconsin has lagged behind inflation and behind the national average. Their researchers credit a 2011 change that dropped school revenue limits by 5.5%, a Republican-authored bill that became law under Governor Scott Walker. As they've been in charge of the legislature, Republicans have also focused on lowering property taxes. However, so many school districts are struggling to make ends meet that we're seeing record numbers of referendums on the ballot. Residents are often choosing to raise their own property taxes just to fund their schools. State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin, a Democrat from the 8th Senate District.
Due to the legislature's failure to fund our schools, Wisconsin already has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. And if our communities continue to be forced to referendum, those tax rates will continue to rise, making our state even more expensive than it already is.
Last year, there were 241 school referendums held across Wisconsin, the most ever. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
In our listening area, the majority of school districts are seeing a cut in funding. Among those with the highest cuts include Adams Friendship with a loss of 16%, Nisida losing more than 17% of their funding, and the highest cut is to Nakusa with a loss of over 18% of state funding. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is working to get back unemployment benefits to applicants following a federal court ruling. Lisa Hale reports.
The department announced Tuesday a recent order will allow people to get both unemployment benefits and Social Security disability payments. A 2013 law passed under then-Governor Scott Walker prevented Wisconsinites from getting both benefits at the same time, but the August ruling found that to be unconstitutional under the Americans with Disabilities Act. DWD is reaching out to people who may be affected, including those who were denied unemployment because of disability benefits or had it terminated because they went onto benefits.
How did Wisconsin end fiscal year 2025? Joanne Krulotz has the answer.
The Evers administration has announced the state ended fiscal year 2025 with a positive ending balance of $4.6 billion in the general fund, the state's main checking account exceeding previous estimates by over $265 million. Additionally, the state's rainy day fund, also known as the Budget Stabilization Fund, increased to approximately $2 billion. This is the largest balance in the rainy day fund in state history, which has grown by over $1.6 billion under Governor Evers' leadership, more than six times what it was at the end of fiscal year 2018. According to the Department of Administration, notably, the six largest ending general fund balances in state history have all occurred in the six full fiscal years that Governor Evers has been in office.
The new annual fiscal report released by DOA, which covers fiscal year 2025 that ended on June 30th, is available on the DOA's website. The Wisconsin State Legislature has approved a proposed bill that would require public school boards to generally ban students from using cell phones during the school day. The State Assembly passed the bill in February, and on Tuesday, the State Senate voted nearly unanimously in favor of passing the legislation and sending it to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed a number of proposed bills covering a wide variety of topics on Tuesday. Among those bills is a measure that would limit the ability of judges to pursue charges against a law enforcement officer involved in someone's death if a district attorney has declined to pursue charges. Other bills passed on Tuesday include one that would make it a felony for people to impersonate law enforcement officers, firefighters, or emergency medical providers, and a measure to increase criminal penalties related to human trafficking. There's free vehicle winterization and car fit inspections on Saturday in Stevens Point. seniors, and adults with disabilities are eligible for this free service. They'll check your tire pressure and fluid levels and let you know if they find an issue you need to worry about. This is from 10 to 2 on October 18th at the Lincoln Center in Stevens Point. You can schedule an appointment by calling the ADRC of Portage County. That number is 715-346-1409. Historic Point Boss is holding their first Spirit Walk of the season this Saturday. You can enjoy an evening of haunted history, storytelling, and guided lantern tours. Learn from the individual citizens of Point Boss as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about themselves and the lives they lived in the past. That's Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. on 364 Wakely Road. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers fall again.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball.
The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodger Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
And we had man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit, had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.